The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
There you go. Yeah, that's it. Big finish.
Pangea and Radio Memphis from Tales of the No-Tell Motel record that is Dead Prostitute here in the midst of the Nooner on this Thursday. It is the 3rd of August. It's about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more fun on the way. We've got the usual elements of the program as well. But we're stopping here specifically because we're going to have a chat with an old friend of ours. Mr. Steve Vertin is on the line. Hey, Steve, how you doing, man?
I am good. How are you?
We're just surviving. Just dealing with it. It's summertime. It's everybody's dealing with the heat and the stuff, and we're just kind of doing our thing.
Yeah, we're getting a bunch of unreasonable humidity here in Southern California, like we very very rarely ever see. And the second I start complaining about it myself, I just think, well, I got a bunch of friends out there and in Memphis, and I got nothing to complain about, so I just shut myself up real fast.
Yeah, it's the heat here is kind of special. Yeah, comes from some time. Although we must say we've lost a lot of the humidity, so it's actually just kind of warm and nice out there. It's just a perfect day to be outside.
Beautiful, but you're inside.
Oh God, I'm underground. I'm down in a cave. I'm down
in
here,
the basement.
Down in the basement, got the air conditioner on. I'm good to go. Sitting down here in the dark.
I know, because I'm watching. I can see right here.
Yeah.
If you leave, I'm going to know it. If you walk out of the room, I'm going to know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll do my best just to keep my seat. You got some new music. We hooked up with you. How long have we known? We've been working with you now. It's been several months, right?
I think March was. March was when we first connected up.
Yeah,
actually, probably a little before that. For a while I was on the phone, and then I came out and visited, and we did our thing in the studio there, which was a whole heck of a lot of fun with Deanna.
The Radio Memphis Around the World show on Saturdays, and you had popped into town for that, and
I was artist of the month. How could I not?
Well, you had to. Yeah, exactly.
I had to.
you were pushing your earlier stuff at that time. The record at the time was it Ghost? Is that the song?
Well, the song was Ghost off of the CD Ghost, Shadow, and Sun, and then the radio, which is what we're talking about today, the latest thing, that's the next release off of that CD.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we're pushing today.
Yeah, how did we get your acquaintance? It was through your publicist, wasn't it?
Yeah, Tom George at High
at Highball.
I forgot the name. He's going to shoot me. I'll come back. It'll come to me. Make sure I give him a plug before we're out of here.
It was High Vol, wasn't it?
Beg pardon?
High Vol, is that what it was that got us? We'll sort it out. It's not that.
Yeah, anymore. we'll get to that.
Well, I know you've got a video with this song of the radio, and the video is cool because it does harken back in the contemporary styles of the way music videos were produced. Was it this week? It was 1984, 85 when MTV launched, and it was a big deal. Everybody was seeing all these videos, and there was concept pieces and stuff. And you did that with this song that we've got, and I've been fortunate to see the video to the song, and it's really cool.
Yeah, it's when you look at Ghost, which was a very very different type of a video, it was really you couldn't find two more diverse bookends, we initially released Ghost, which is more of a ballad, kind of a song, and not sure that was necessarily the best choice at the time. Because, people see it and they go, okay, so visually speaking, they see an older guy sitting with a guitar, sitting in a chair, getting rained on. So the assumption is, well, the CD must be, pretty much a bunch of ballads, kind of thing. When in fact, that was really the only ballad on the CD, and all the other songs move much more into more of a rock, alternative music kind of vibe. So maybe had these backwards, but radio is a completely... across the other side of the spectrum from Ghost.
It is. It's vastly different, and the message that's contained within it is cool, especially since you're talking to a guy here who has spent a lot of time in the radio industry, and what you're trying to communicate in this tune is pretty important stuff, really.
Yeah, absolutely. It's where I'm coming from in this, and the song was written around this concept, and then the video later on matched up perfectly with the point. And what it really is talking about is the concept that technology for, as much as, you know, it has created some, you know, advantages for us and certainly some easier way to do things and some efficiencies, at the end of the day, the cost to society is incredulous. And, you know, it's pulling people apart. It's making people more inward, disconnected from each other. It's a constant drone of stimuli coming in, and we can never seem to really get away from it. You know, you would think that people would be working less than they do now with all this efficiency, but in fact, everybody that I know, and I'm in industry, you know, and I've been in high tech for 30 years now, almost 33 years,
yeah.
And everybody that I know in the industry, everybody I know personally, is working three times harder than they were 15 years ago. You know, it's 24/7, 365 kind of world out there now. So everybody is constantly being inundated. Everybody's busy. Everybody has very, very little breathing space, and they're being disconnected because they're spending 90% of their time in their phone, you know, down in their little screen. So having, you know, normal conversations with people, you're sitting in restaurants, people are just kind of, you know, disconnected from each other. They sit there with their kids, so on and so forth. So this video was about the noise, the clatter and clang that's associated with this constant barrage of stimuli that we're receiving. And then in the video, I try to show maybe there's some other ways and some other, you know, things we can do to break away from that.
Yeah, it's important, and you're so right about all of us living in this digital world now, where we're all just so consumed with that thing in the palm of our hands, and also with the amount of work that we do. It's almost just like this strange societal norm now that it's a bragging right to say that you work 85 hours a week, you know, that you don't take any time off, and that you don't get to enjoy the simple pleasures of life because I work, and it's almost like it's, for some people, it's like a badge of pride.
Yeah, and then you die.
And then you die, yeah.
You know, and then you say, oh, look how hard I worked, you know, look how much money I put in the bank, and look at this, look at that. Meantime, you know, where's that adventure? Where's that connectivity that we're losing at such an incredulous pace between each other? You know, I mean, people just don't, you know, they just don't communicate anymore, and it's sad. You know, you go into meetings, and people don't even know how to conduct face-to-face meetings anymore.
Right, right.
Things like that. So it's a sad state of affairs. People hand their kids a phone and say, here's your babysitter, and we're done. So I think we need to get back to things like internet radio. Let's get back to the old school stuff. You know, let's play our instruments. Let's play music. Let's, you know, sit down and eat food without having an electronic device as one of our utensils, that kind of a thing, you know?
You know, I last week I was in such a harried rush to get down here to the studio that when I got here to the parking lot of the building, I got out of the car and I realized that I'd left my phone at home. And I thought, you know, this will be an interesting twist because I can't go back, so I'm gonna spend the day without it, and it felt uncomfortably weird to not have this,
right?
Because you're
missing an appendage, right?
Yeah, it's a ball and chain if you think about it, and there was a certain amount of freedom to it, and I thought, well, you know, this will be one of those days that hopefully it won't be, you know, the whole world won't fall apart, but well, sure enough, you know, I finally ran back and got the phone later in the afternoon, and you know, there were like 30 phone messages, there were voicemails, and I was like, you know, where are you? Why are you returning my call? It was as if the world was falling apart, you know?
Because you didn't have your phone, so everything bottlenecks, right?
Yeah,
and then
right.
You're stuck in this really. And look how fast that happened, man. A few hours,
yeah.
And you were, you know, you're wrapped around the axle over a few hours of just downtime, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the way it is with folks today. You know, it's a shame that you know, you're sitting, and here's the real problem that I see is that, you know, in today's, as the younger generation's coming up, they find it perfectly okay. So if you're sitting there, I'm talking to you, you're talking to me, my phone goes off or your phone goes off, it's perfectly okay for me to stop in the middle of what you're saying, grab my phone, and just, you know, kind of connect with people that, somehow people that I'm not with have become more important than the people I'm sitting right in front of.
I know,
and
right?
You're perfectly okay with that because that's a social norm, right? And there's something colossally wrong with that. And, you know, in our world, that's just rude.
I agree. I do agree. And there's been times where, you know, I'll be out with the wife and a message will pop up on the phone and she's like, do you need to check that? I'm like, no, I'm here with you. No, that's not the end of the world. I'll look at it real quick, but it's not like or like if somebody calls me, I'm not going to take the call if in the middle of something. I'm just making sure it's not an emergency somewhere. And that's about it, you know.
But it's got that Pavlov dog effect, doesn't it, Rick?
I mean, it does.
I go through every time my phone goes ding, ding, it's like my attention, even for that split second.
Yes.
That attention is completely gone from what I was in the middle of, you know, what I was right in the middle of. And it's like I almost have to shut the phone down completely just to get away from any of that distraction. But that's what it is. Our whole world's revolving that little tiny 4x2-inch device.
Isn't it something? It's just the power that we've allowed to surrender to this thing is incredible. But that's what you get into with this song and the video.
Yeah. Well, you know, the cool thing about the video is that, you know, it's kind of this Orwellian concept with a Pink Floyd-y kind of surrealistic vibe visually.
Yes.
When you're looking at it.
Yes.
And for 4 minutes and 18 seconds, it, you know, you watch it, and it feels like it goes by in about a minute. It's just, you know, it just flies by. And the director, Matt Zane, phenomenal guy. I've done my second video with the guy, and I plan on doing several more with him. Guy is just amazing. And I give him a storyline. I say, Matt, here's what I got in my head. I have no filter because what do I know? I'm not in the business, so I just come up with these crazy ideas. And give me a spaceship and, you know, and green monsters and, you know, flames coming out of the sky. And he goes, all right. And he says, and then within budget, he goes, and I give him a storyline, and then he takes and he puts it on steroids and cleans the whole thing up. And he, you know, we kind of developed this very, very cool video that has really four separate parts to it that all thread together. But visually, it's really quite a piece of work, and it just matches up with exactly this concept. Kind of an 80s. We went back to the 80s, kind of MTV construction
did.
Of it. And even the sets themselves kind of have this 80s technology thing, and you know, kind of what it, way when it was much simpler than it is today. So it's really, it's very, very cool, very, very good video, very proud of it.
Yeah, you should be. There's a lot going on in it, like you were saying, and it is one of those things that you get so much more on a second and third viewing of, clearly. I mean, you don't want to let this one wash over you.
There was a lot of stuff going on there. There was a lot of symbolism, a lot of things that I put in there that I added, and Matt put in there as well, that you pick up along the way. And again, I've only showed it to a handful of people, you know, preview,
yeah.
And everybody has wanted to watch it 2-3 times because every time they did, like you said, they were picking up something different from it. So it was there was a lot of thought, a lot of energy went into it. It was not haphazard in any way, shape, or form. You know, and the thing is, you know, you have a, without giving it away, you got a stilt walk on a fire dancer, and you get all these elements that in other hands could have been really, you know, a roll of the dice of how that was going to look. And it could have come out like a little circus, but it was threaded together so expertly. The producer did an amazing job, Darren Green, from Zendaya Productions, and he puts all this together, you know, from the production standpoint, and it's just amazing. There were sets being built. We filmed over 13 straight hours, and there were sets being built the entire time. When we were over in one area, they were building sets in three other areas, and it was quite a day.
It was impressive. Yeah, the fire dancer sequence in there is really cool, and the stilt walker you mentioned, because that character that's in this video really tells its own story. Really, this is kind of this demon death looking thing back there that's walking and following you around. But you told me though that the girl that plays that part, she was on those stilts the whole time. I mean, like all 13 hours, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was funny because in my version, because again, I'm thinking I'm limited in because I'm not in this business, so I'm thinking in certain ways I'm over the top, and other ways I'm very limited in the things that I'm presenting. So my idea was to have these two big giant kind of motorcycle looking guys carrying this radio, their radios behind me,
yeah.
You know, driving me crazy from behind, like, you know, phantom kind of guys following me. I show up to the set, and Matt did not tell me. He surprised me with this stilt walker. And I was like, okay, well, that's pretty interesting. You got this gal up there. Now, her name is Morgan Halverson, 21 years old. And she gets up in these stilts. They're about 3 feet high, which doesn't sound very high until you're standing. Stand on something 3 feet high and think about jumping
down.
Off.
Yeah.
You know, 3 feet doesn't sound high until you think about what it, you know, how close to, you know, how far away the ground actually is.
Yeah, yeah.
So she gets up on these stilts, and I think in the because she was in through most of the video, I'd say probably a good 10 hours or so of the time, she only got off those stilts, I would say, maybe three times.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
She just, you know, stays up. She said it was easier for her to stay up in them
than it
was to, you know, extract from them and then have to get back up into them. And we're standing at 85 degree temperatures outside. Of course, I was in a black on black on black on black suit with a tie. And she was, and I looked over at her, and she's up 3 feet closer to the sun. She's all dressed in black, and she's got this kind of black shroud wrapped around her head.
Yeah, yeah.
Not only was she in black and hot, she couldn't even breathe.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the sacrifices we make for art. Isn't that something, Stephen?
Yeah, man, it is. But it's worth all of it, you know? And this has been kind of a, you know, I've been doing this since I'm five. I've never stopped musically, and I just really discovered the visual part of this just in the beginning of this year. Was the first video was back in January,
right.
And started looking at it last October. But for me, it's been this obviously, you know, the video thing's been around since, you know, late 70s, maybe even earlier.
Yeah.
And for me, it just was kind of it's been a new road to travel, and I'm enjoying this whole thing of matching the visual to the audio and what you can do with it, and it's just been a total blast.
You know, and it's coming back. You know, there, of course, when MTV went off and did the reality television route or whatever it is that they're doing now, it didn't kill the music video, quite frankly, because a lot of artists are still using that in various ways. Thanks to social media, you can get it in front of a lot of people in places like YouTube, and it's a good vehicle to help expose artists to new audiences. And it sounds like you're like tapping into that.
Well, I think that. In a lot of ways, you know, even in the video world, you know, the world is kind of moving these fast track, real fast paced, you know, kind of in and out, and they'll show a band and it's just, you know, bang 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 bang, cut, and then video's over. And I think that we kind of looked at it and I think there's, you know, between Matt and myself going, you know what, it might be cooler to really tell a story and get back to that old school kind of thing where you have something that has, which causes people to think, instead of once again just giving them something visually stimulating that comes at you so fast and hard and is moving so quick that you really don't have time to think through it. There's not anything to think about. It's just a visual experience. You know, go to Disneyland, you know, and just watch the ride spin around, and then it's over. And I think we decided to kind of go back old school and to your point there, I think a lot of things are going back old school. You know, your radio station, Memphis Radio, you guys are, you know, you're bringing it back to what radio used to be, with real disc jockeys live on air talking about the bands, talking about, you know, what's going on in the industry, introducing people. And I love the idea, you know, you're bringing in new artists instead of rehashing the same top 40 over and over again, which is terrestrial radio. And, you know, it's funny, every so often, you know, I get into listening to terrestrial radio, and I don't really much anymore, but what ends up happening is, if you listen for more than 2 hours, you are going to be back to the top of the song list, you know, within a couple of hours.
Absolutely.
And what are you listening to? You're listening to the same stuff that they're kind of force-feeding you so that the record companies can make their money. And the real, you know, all these new people coming up, they're not getting heard. What you got to fight for with the saturation of iTunes and, you know, all the other places where you can go get music, the saturation point is so high. So Radio Memphis is doing an amazing service for the bands, and I think for people that are interested in hearing new stuff and a wide plethora of styles, you guys are like the bomb. It's just fantastic what you guys are doing. So I applaud it. It's old school, and you know what? Old school should be new school because it just has better quality and it serves the populace better.
Well, I appreciate it. Those are kind words. Yeah, thank you so much. It's you know, I think everything is cyclic, and it's not just things like radio or television. I think it comes back to our lifestyles and the things that we do and we enjoy. You know, our worlds are they're in constant evolution. But I mean, you look at things like even fashion to a certain extent. You're able to pull off a music video here that could very well have played in the 80s, but it's happening now. But it's still cool. That's the beauty of it.
Well, it's real current because, you know, we use drones in it, right? So we're getting all these kind of current technology opportunities out of it.
Right.
But the set is old school, you know, and the video itself is stylistically old school, just very, very surreal in context. But it's agreed, you know, it's just, you know, you get back to old stuff is got a lot of value, a lot of merit.
It does, and there's a lot of it that didn't, too. When you look back in time.
I never threw out my 1-inch black ties, you know what I mean? The 1-inch thick ties.
Oh, yeah, they'll be back. Yeah, things, yeah, you
know?
The knit ones.
I even have one in leather.
All right.
It's coming back. I know it is.
Yeah, they will. Yeah, it'll be the new big thing for 2018. I'm fairly certain of that. It's going to be some new stage wear for you, man.
Well, there's a whole industry for us there if we want to get involved.
Oh, maybe so. So the record is out, obviously, and where can folks get the record?
Well, so you find it on iTunes, Spotify, basically all the major music outlets have it. It's all over the place.
It's not hard to get.
It's there. Yeah. Where everybody's listening, any major music outlet will be carrying it.
Well, outstanding. Coming up here in a little while, we'll post the video to our website at radio-memphis.com. We'll have that for you, and we'll get it out there, too, because I'm with you. I'd like for a lot of people to take a look at this video. It is fun. It's good. It's creativity, and it's a fantastic song, and we're going to play the song here in just a second.
Yeah, cool. Well, I appreciate you guys premiering it for me, and we're going to have it up on the site there for a couple of weeks, and then we'll do some other marketing post that, but hopefully folks will enjoy it. It'll incentivize them. The one thing I'd like to point out is that, you know, they should go, and I know, you know, people don't really go spending much money on music anymore, and there's a lot of free, and that's cool. I get it. But if they are inclined to do so, all the profits are going to charity, to St. Jude's, as well as Wounded Warrior Project.
That's awesome.
And all the money's going to a good place. So if you're going to spend your money on something, go get the CD's fantastic, and it sounds great. And one last thing,
yes,
it's
sir.
High Road Publicity.
High Road.
I would be recalcitrant in my sensibilities if I didn't make sure I got that straightened out there. They're a great publicist. If anybody needs somebody, they're a great company to use. Tom George is the guy.
Right on. Yeah, it's a good thing we got that straightened out. He'd be down here burning the station down, I think, if we'd...
Yeah, well, it's not really cool when you forget your publicist's name.
You know,
just blank.
A couple of guys like us just trying to make it in this new world, and we can barely keep our heads together, right?
Yeah, amen to that.
All right, my friend. Well, listen, Stephen, thank you so very much, and we look forward to having you back down in our neck of the woods sometime
soon.
Thanks,
guys. I'm going to be visiting with you sometime just before Labor Day, so I'm planning that trip now, Rick, and I look forward to seeing you in Indiana at that point in time.
Well, fantastic. Well, dress for the heat. It'll be warm.
All right, man. Shorts.
Right. Yes, all the way.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
See you then, Rick.
All right, bye-bye now. There you go, kids. It's Stephen Furtin from the Los Angeles area. We were talking about the song Radio. Want to hear it? Here it is. We'll have the video up at Radio-Memphis a little bit later on today. But enjoy the song here in the Nooner. Radio Memphis.
Today, my radio, and I just
There you go. Stephen Vernon at Radio Memphis and Radio from the album Ghost, Shadow, and Sun. It's available online at all the major outlets, including iTunes and Google Play Store. You can find it there. You can learn more about Stephen at StephenJVerton.com. That's V-E-R-T-U-N, StephenJVerton.com. You can learn more. There's some video, and you can buy the record through there, too, and you can see some photos and stuff, too. So you can go check it out and enjoy his music. And get it. Like you said, all the proceeds going to charity. You can't go wrong with that, with St. Jude and the Wounded Warriors Project. So what a great, classy move that is. Coming up soon, we'll let you know when it's up on the website, but you'll be able to see the video and a replay of this interview for those that may have missed it in our Radio Memphis On Demand. To learn more about that, take a listen to this.
Radio-Memphis.com is your source for specialized on-demand content and original material. Make sure you bookmark the site and check back often for the latest from the only station in Memphis dedicated entirely to the indie music scene, Radio Memphis.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.